Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The next main stage show of Barrington Stage Company's 25th anniversary season is Fall Springs, a world premiere musical from Barrington Stage Company's Musical Theater Lab. It will run in Pittsfield, Massachusetts from August 9th through August 31st. A brief synopsis. The town of Fall Springs is cash-strapped but sits directly on top of America's largest reserve of cosmetic essential oils. It has big dreams, but at what cost? With new fracking techniques being recklessly implemented, the ground beneath Fall Springs is crumbling. The new musical, directed by Stephen Brackett, features music and lyrics by Nico Sakalakos and book and lyrics by Peter Sin Nachtrieb. They join us now at the Linda this morning, along with actors Felicia Finley, Alan Harvey, Sam Helt, Elise Allen Lewis, Matt McGrath, and Alicia Roman. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for
so great to be here.
Mike Petry is also here on piano to accompany the actors when they perform songs from a new musical, my favorite thing. So we'll start with you, Nico, if that's all right.
Sure.
Tell me where the idea for the show came from, a little bit more about the plot than I just summarized, what you're willing to reveal. Obviously, no major spoilers.
Unless
you want to ruin it.
We like to call this musical the Willful Ignorance to Human-Induced Climate Change Musical Comedy.
Gotcha.
And it was born out of a collaboration between myself and Peter Sin Nachtrieb, a sort of nexus of interests. We both were passionate about climate change, and we both wanted to write a musical together. And we said, we like disaster films, and we like music and rock music. So we said, what a great way to put all that together into sort of a fun apocalyptic show and have a little bit of an irreverent take and spirit to it.
The oil is not oil, though. It's cosmetic
essential oils. It's for cosmetic
purposes. How did you land on that?
Oh, that's Peter's genius brain.
Peter? Tell me all about it.
Just sort of a wanting to not make the musical so anchored in a reality that people can easily identify. So sort of pushing the world, Fall Springs. We don't actually say where this town exactly sits in the U.S. We only identify that it's landlocked and not near water or mountains. So the sort of notion of having them sitting on top of this giant oil reserve of essential oils sort of just lifts us up into a place where we're all kind of in a slightly stylized world that's also the real world, but we can kind of separate ourselves a little bit from what's going on.
How does the show come to be part of the Musical Theater Lab and then this main stage season at Barrington Stage?
We were supported by various theaters for several years in development in New York and outside of New York. And we were fortunate enough to be selected as part of the 2017 NAMP Festival of New Musicals in New York. That was sort of an inflection and a turning point for us in the show. We did a 45-minute presentation in front of a crowd of industry professionals. Julie Boyd, Brandon Haldeen from Barrington Stage were in the crowd, and we instantly sort of hit it off, and we felt there was resonance there. So we started the conversation.
And that was about 2 years ago. So it was fall 2017 that led into, sort of a dialogue about what they thought we could look into to continue to develop the piece. And then last summer we were here, and we just spent a week doing a workshop of the show and presented two readings last August, where we were aggressively rewriting and putting in new songs and brutally chopping ones in half that deeply hurt Nico's soul. I lost some jokes that were dear to my heart. And then from that work last summer, we were given the offer to do a full main stage production this summer. So we've continued that work through the year. I think did we write two new songs this? We put in some new lyrics last week. The last lyric that's sung we just changed. So that's an important change. And I'm sure the preview process and putting up a new musical, we're learning so much by seeing it out in front of music stands and with this absolutely ridiculously, amazingly, beautifully, handsomely talented group of singers and performers that it's just sort of blowing our minds a little bit.
Right. We're pinching ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, literally to be for years in front of music stands with actors and reading settings and stuff like that, and to finally sort of let it live and breathe in their bodies and in their souls and just sort of to be part of that process and sort of adapting and evolving and as we go along, it's just been so exciting, and now it's coming to life, and we're putting this up, and it's wild. And we had our first band rehearsal last night, and it's just exciting.
Fall Springs is a main stage musical at Barrington Stage running August 9th through the 31st, and we are fortunate this morning to get to hear a little bit of it come to life right now. We're going to hear Beautiful, performed by Elise Allen Lewis. Elise, do you want to come up to the microphone, please? Tell us a little bit about your character and how this song fits into the show.
Eloise is she loves rocks. She wants to be a geologist. Her mother was a geologist and had an accident and passed away. And now the mayor of Fall Springs, she and her father don't have the best relationship. They're trying to come to an understanding of each other. And Eloise during the show is trying to save the town and accept the fact that she's able to do that, find the confidence and the power to do that. Wonder how you got here, where you washed in from. Could have been a glacier from 10,000 years ago. Or what if you were hurled out from the mouth of a volcano? Maybe so. But judging from these tire tracks, I think I'm out of luck. You obviously just fell right off that heavy hauling truck. So you just fell off a trailer, but you're beautiful, 'cause you're hard and heavy. You're beautiful. Is that you don't move, you're a rock. Wish I had your atoms, seen all that you've seen. Earthborn near 5 billion, life at 3.8, calamity. Between tectonic plates in a molten state. So who even really cares about absent, clueless pops? Little problems, tiny lives, our existence quickly stops. But you will keep on rocking, 'cause you're beautiful. Why I am here.
Elise Allen Lewis performing Beautiful from the world premiere musical Fall Springs, which will run at Barrington Stage Company on the main stage August 9th through the 31st. Let's go right into another song. I'm being greedy and I want to hear more. It's Fracking. We're going to hear Ellen Harvey, Felicia Finley, Alicia Roman, and Matt McGrath. Could you guys tell us a little bit, just volley, about your characters and where this song fits into the show?
I play Beverly Cushman. She's actually the CEO of the Fall Springs Drilling Corporation. Presents a wonderful idea for how we can improve our town, but there are some ulterior motives in there.
Are there?
So no spoiler alerts here, but it ain't pretty.
We are part of the town council, and Eliseo and I have the great pleasure of watching Beverly Cushman take over the town, and we're her cronies, and whatever she does, we're her backup dancers. We got her.
And Matt, tell us about your character.
I play Mayor Robert Bradley, and I am Eloise's father. Mm-hmm. So I'm the mayor of the town, and I like to think of this musical as a daddy-daughter dance meets Jake Gyllenhaal's disaster movie.
Funny.
You know, the hydraulic fracturing, which you're about to hear. Our CEO of the Fall Springs Oil Drilling Corporation
facade
may or may not set off a natural disaster. It's kind of Mayor Robert Bradley's fault that he allowed it happen.
This is fracking.
Hydraulic fracturing. What is hydraulic fracturing?
It's a process of drilling by pumping and filling fluid through cracks in the shale. High pressure injections open new sections where oil that's trapped can exhale. If we implement this new technique, so cutting edge chic, we'll triple our production. Sales are gonna peak. A hidden bounty waits for us. It's just sitting there, and we just have to get it by fracking everywhere. So you gotta dig deep, push the water through the cracks. If you wanna get the good stuff out, you gotta push hard, spread the fishes to the max, and we'll never have to do without. Let's get cracking, cracking. We don't wanna waste a day. Let's start fracking, fracking. I'm fracking, baby, all the way.
So you're proposing to pump huge amounts of liquid at high pressure into the rocks to release essential oils that are trapped in the cracks?
I knew you'd understand.
And all this pumping and filling and drilling happens along this horizontal line that runs directly under the town?
Like a razor blade on a pimple.
Is it safe?
Is letting potholes go unfilled safe? Is blight, bankruptcy, and single parenthood safe?
No, it's awful.
Imagine a tomorrow where every problem is solved, every dream achieved, every tragedy forgotten. We're not just drilling for oil. We're drilling for a new Fall Springs. Don't you wanna see how awesome it could be with the profits from these fancy new drills? Build new tourist sites, new streets and traffic lights, condos from those old mills, a bright and shiny future, freedom from our past. We could bring us back to life, but we better frack fast. So you gotta drill now, pump the oil through the lines if you wanna leave a legacy. Is our hope. Just ignore the warning signs, cause how bad could the dangers be? With your back end, back end, I will be your biggest fan. Let's start fracking, fracking. Come on, may I be a man? Quit that slacking, slacking. Like Obama, yes, you can. Let's start fracking, fracking. Would you kindly please approve this?
Please approve this plan.
love hydraulic fraction.
Wow. Thank you, guys. That was wonderful.
But who wouldn't want to start fracking after hearing that
song? I mean, with that, especially, with those notes, you're convinced. I'm not convinced, but almost convinced. We have time for one more song, Bass Player's Lament, performed by Sam Helt. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Tell me a little bit about your character and how the song fits into the show, please.
Well, Felix is the son of Beverly, the CEO of the company. He's a bit of a mama's boy. He also plays in a band with Eloise, and he has a bit of a crush on her.
Mm-hmm.
He asks her out at an inappropriate time, and he doesn't really take it so well how things turn out.
Is that where the song fits in?
The lead into the song.
Okay, great. great. Thank you. Just wanted to make sure I understood going in.
It's a heartbroken moment for Felix.
Well, thank you for sharing your heart with us. Bass Player's Lament, Sam Helt, Mike Petrie on piano.
I'm the guy who plans our rehearsals, and I lock up when we're through. Got my mom to buy all this gear. I have done everything for you. I was gonna book us some tour dates, gonna build a sick fan page. But now I see your true colors. You want my sweat, but you don't want me on your stage. Am I crazy for being upset? I deserve more, but how could I forget? I'm just the bass player standing in the back, playing one note at a time, the sorry stupid band hack. I'm just the bass player, no tricks up my sleeve. Any fool could be a bass player, so who cares what I believe? I was gonna take you for a yogurt, gonna bake you chicken pot pie. I even wrote you 3 haikus, which now just feels like a big fat lie. Am I crazy for being obsessed? I thought you were different, but you're just like all the rest. And I'm just the bass player. That is all you see. Even though I've been your best friend since we met when we were both 3, I'm just the bass player. You glare at from above. You don't believe this bass player is worthy of your love. Since I was a skinny little kid, getting beat up on the playground, this band was my refuge, an oasis of sound, a place where I could be myself with the greatest friends around. But now look what I found. I'm just the bass player, and you don't even care. Let's see how well you do when my badass grooves are not there. I'm not your bass player. Don't play for you no more. So get another bass player, 'cause this one's walking out this sunken. This one's walking out this sunken. This one's walking out the sunken door.
Fall Springs, directed by Stephen Brackett, features music and lyrics by Nico Sakalakos, book and lyrics by Peterson Nocktrieb. It's running at Barrington Stage on the main stage August 9th through the 31st. For tickets and showtime information, visit barringtonstageco.org. Mike Petrie was here on the piano. We were also joined by and got to hear the magnificent performances by Felicia Finley, Ellen Harvey, Sam Helt, Elise Allen Lewis, Matt McGrath, and Alicia Roman. Thank you all so much for being here. I really appreciate your time and talents.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you to Matt Plummer for engineering here at the Linda. I'm Sarah LeDuc, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.